We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, we're going to talk. We do three and outs occasionally. We're going to do a three and out on baseball. So what do you want to start with? I asked you this off the air, but I'm going to ask on the air too. You got three great topics. This one has to do with relocation, correct?
Yes, yes. Well, the theme for the week, Bob, is off-the-field baseball issues. And, yeah, we got one that's kind of been percolating here with two teams mentioned already, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox possibly relocating.
Why?
You know, because they need money for their stadium. Now, apparently, I forget what they call it now. It's not Miller Park anymore. It's like American Family Field or something like that. There's some money needed for improvements already. And so they're bandying about the idea of relocating. And the Chicago White Sox have been talking about leaving the South Side.
They're not going anywhere. Come on.
You know, they might move someplace inside of Chicago. I don't know. But, you know, this is the issue, Bob, is you've already had Oakland that relocated. That's relocating to Las Vegas.
Well, that was crap hole. I get that one.
Yes, but now I'm sure that the city of Oakland will be motivated to do something because they lost their team, right? So Oakland gets used as a target. I keep hearing Nashville as being a destination market. And remember how many years ago with Charlotte, back when the Twins were threatening to relocate. So anytime you've got cities that are growing and you don't have a sports team and some team needs money from the government for their state, invariably you're going to start hearing about that.
Jeff, there is no way.
I hope nothing comes of it.
Because the
Brewers belong in Milwaukee and the White Sox belong on the South Side. I mean, what would Chicago be without the White Sox and the Cubs, right?
There's zero chance of either of these teams going to Oakland. Oakland is, it's a dead spot for pro sports. Because
Nashville is the market I keep hearing talked about.
All right. But Oakland, this is the place where the sewers would back up into the dugouts. It's a pit. There's no way that's going to happen.
Everything too. There was leaking water in the ceilings in the locker room.
Horrible.
That was horrible.
I knew a guy, a local guy, who had his company went and cleaned them up. But good. All right. Item two.
This kind of serious. We haven't talked about it. It's been kind of percolating for a few weeks here. But Wander Franco, who 2 years ago was the number one prospect in the minor leagues in all of baseball, came up with Tampa Bay, and has been a talented young player, he's suspended indefinitely as he's being investigated for two separate allegations of relationships with underage girls.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he is completely vanished from the scene. You know, there is none of his memorabilia, none of his stuff is being sold at the stadium. Any banners have been removed. I've heard that, he was a hot name in the card and memorabilia collecting market, when he came up. And the prices on some of his cards have tanked and I read one report, someone saying that he may not end up playing in the majors again. One of the allegations as I read through it sounded a little bit suspicious, but now there is a second one, and where there's smoke, there's fire. So he's suspended definitely, and Major League Baseball is taking this seriously and investigating. We'll see what comes from it, but it would be a very disappointing, very sad, and disgusting story if this turns out to be true.
Well, could you imagine if Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley were in their prime today? Both of them underage girls.
I mean,
Priscilla Presley was what, 15 when he, or 14 when he brought her back to the U.S.? That was incredibly strange. And there was they made it sound like he's giving her a great opportunity. Was she 14 or 16? I don't remember. Whatever it was, she was underage.
I thought she was 13. You talking about Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin?
No. Priscilla Presley. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember. I can't remember how old Priscilla was.
But she was underage.
There's a right now. I think it's in California. There is a Steven Tyler is in hot water because of an underage relationship he had in the 70s.
Oh,
that his, he wrote about it in his autobiography, and it's tantamount to a confession. So,
well, you know what? He should be in trouble. You don't date underage girls or go after them.
No.
Ugh, horrible. All right. Item three.
Item three, we'll end with a fun one.
And
this is two guys that I, you know, cheered for and admired when I was a kid, from the New York Mets, Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden. The Mets ownership announced last week that both of them will have their numbers retired during the 2024 season. You know, though both of them were, you know, huge reasons for the Mets' 1986 World Championship. I can tell you personally, Dwight Gooden was one of my favorites as a kid, and probably is the reason I ended up collecting baseball cards, because I really got into it collecting a bunch of Dwight Gooden rookie cards. But, and also, you know, Strawberry had his number retired with the St. Paul Saints about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, they had the weekend where they celebrated the era of the Saints as an independent minor league team, and Mike Vec and Bill Murray and all those guys were here, and they commemorated how, because, you know, the Saints played a big role in Daryl Strawberry's comeback to the majors, to the Yankees. And so he was in town, and so he's had his number retired by the Saints this year, and next year the Mets will retire his. He wore 17, I think, with the Saints, and we wore 18, of course, with the Mets. So his number 18 and Doc Gooden's number 16 will be retired at different points in the 24 season.
I know they both had issues off the field, but come on, you waited till 2023 to do this? You know, what is it, retire the off-the-field problem guys at the same time? That one I don't get.
Yeah, especially considering they've already retired Keith Hernandez as number 17. And as I remember the story,
yes.
I think he was the one that gave them all the access to the drug.
It's a world gone mad, I tell you.
Good to see them getting recognized. And, you know, it'll be fun to see that next year, see both those guys. Numbers retired.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone.